taking on the Chargers tomorrow. Game time is at 8:20.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Yup, doop da bow.
What's the weather gonna be?
Ba-ba-da.
This wonderful weekend with your radio.
Mostly cloudy for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 50. Cloudy overnight, low 36. Showers on Sunday, high 49. Showers likely Sunday night, cloudy 33. Slight chance of rain, maybe mixed with snow Monday morning. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with a high near 40. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Experience, it is, once again, the weather is absent everywhere. There is no weather anywhere. The world has come to an end, except outside our studio, where it's 45 degrees right now in downtown McKeesport, with new music from Surf Curse. Music from Surf Curse here on Radio 9.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round.
Get around.
Boys here. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for listening. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. And the week ended with a little history being made at the White House. Vice President Kamala Harris became the first woman ever to hold the powers of the presidency. She stepped in for Joe Biden for just under 90 minutes when he was placed under anesthetic for a routine medical procedure. The vice president otherwise had a grim week. Her approval ratings fell to the lowest level ever recorded amid reports that she's unhappy with the tasks President Biden has handed to her. She was asked about that by George Stephanopoulos on ABC News.
We're getting things done and we're doing it together.
So you don't feel misused or underused?
No.
The week also ended in America with an acquittal on all charges in a highly followed American murder trial. Kyle Rittenhouse, an 18-year-old vigilante, acquitted of the killings of two people during Black Lives Matter protests in Wisconsin last August. He successfully claimed self-defense. His attorney, Mark Richards.
He had as much business being there as any of the demonstrators or the rioters. There's going to be people who will never agree with that statement. If we all would just mind our own business a little bit, I think we'd all be better off. And it's a hard lesson to learn.
President Biden, who at one point compared Mr. Rittenhouse to white supremacists, said he accepted the outcome of the trial. Numerous countries in Europe tightened their COVID-19 restrictions, and Austria became the first European country to make vaccination mandatory. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel warned of a difficult winter ahead. From FSN's bureau in Berlin, Trent Murray covered that story.
Angela Merkel said it was absolutely time to act, and that the situation facing Germany is very worrying. With the country's state of emergency extended until early next year, state authorities will remain able to enforce existing restrictions, but new measures have also been announced, including steps towards passenger health pass checks before long-haul train trips and increased testing at places of employment.
Mudslides and storms beset British Columbia in Canada's west and also the west coast of the United States. 18,000 people had to flee their homes in Canada. President Biden and President Xi Jinping of China held their first face-to-face summit meeting. It took place virtually. There were no breakthroughs, but the U.S. president said he hoped fresh initiatives could be taken to reduce the risk of conflict between the world's two biggest economies.
Seems to me our responsibility as leaders of China and the United States to ensure that the competition between our countries does not veer into conflict, whether intended or unintended. Just simple, straightforward competition. And it seems to me we need to establish some common sense guardrails to be clear and honest where we disagree.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Support for this broadcast comes in part from PublicSource.org, a nonprofit online news outlet covering McKeesport, Pittsburgh, and Western Pennsylvania. Public Source produces and supports journalism for a stronger region. Learn more at PublicSource.org.
This is the station that sounds so much better than you.
Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people. Someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return,
will return, will return, will return. Paul Revere and the Raiders from 1971 here. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. Also taking your requests from now until 3 o'clock on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening. Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
And now, as a sustaining feature on the Jay Thurber Show, we present the radio calendar for today, November 20th, 2021. Tonight at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall, it's Bhangra in the Berg, a one-day competition with eight professional and collegiate teams performing Bhangra, a high-energy Indian folk dance. All proceeds go to the Homeless Children's Education Fund. This is the 15th annual competition. It begins at 6:30 tonight at Soldiers and Sailors, bhangraintheberg.org. Now through November 23rd, the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue downtown, is screening Spencer, the tale of the downfall of the marriage between Prince Charles and Diana, Princess of Wales. The Harris Theater is located at 809 Liberty Ave downtown. For more information, trust.org or call 412-456-6666. The Lawrenceville Farmers Market is held at Arsenal Park, 250 40th Street, on Tuesdays from 3 until 7 p.m. 3 to 4 p.m. is reserved for shoppers who are at risk for COVID-19. The Farmers Market continues through December 14th. For more information, 412-802-7220. The Holiday Art Show will be held at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center now through December 16th. The Cranberry Artist Network Ho Ho Holiday Art Show is taking place through December 16th. That's at the Back Hall Gallery at the Cranberry Township Municipal Building. That will continue through December 16th. For more information, cranberryartistsnetwork.com. And Marisol and Warhol Take New York is at the Andy Warhol Museum on the north side. That's at 117 Sandusky Street now through February 14th. It charts the emergence of the Paris and Pittsburgh-born pop artists in the early 1960s. For more information, warhol.org. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and get onto the radio, email radio-calendar at wrct.org. Or I guess you could send it to, at least 2 weeks in advance, to WRCT Radio, Carnegie Mellon University, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, 15213. The radio calendar is a copyrighted feature of WRCT and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Commissioner of Major League Baseball. I'm Jay Thurber. Let's get back to the music.
Yeah, yeah, things we do. Baby and me, we listen to
Radio 9.
It's out of sight.
Hey, life,
is wonderful. Radio 9. Where you're hearing things.
Where you're hearing things.
How'd you like to have your own steam engine? Or a diesel engine? Well, they're props. The Fillmore and Western Railroad in California, I guess they are, is selling a bunch of movie props from different movies. They have a hand car from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That's going for $75,000. They have the diesel engine from the movie Inception. It's actually built into a truck bed. That is selling for $50,000. You could also bid. They're taking offers on it, too, on eBay. You know, the bidding starts on that at $35,000. Or how about a steam engine used from Disney's version of the Lone Ranger, which was a bomb? Well, the steam engine wasn't, but the movie was. That's going right now for $125,000, or best offer. These are movie props from the Fillmore and Western Railroad. Unfortunately, they don't offer free shipping. All of the items are listed as pickup only, so you'll have to keep that in mind. Here's the Flaming Ember on Radio 9 with Westbound Number 9. Detroit, Michigan, the Flaming Ember with Westbound Number 9. That was a number 24 hit for them back in, I believe, 1969. Radio 9 at 221. Much more music time. New music from New Dialogue coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. We all go through dark times in life, and when the going gets rough, it's hard to see the help. If you don't know where to turn, pick up the phone, call 211, or visit pa211sw.org. Their guides provide expert caring support and are ready to connect you with the help that you need. That's help with food, health care, mental health, and other resources. Pick up the phone, dial 211. Your call is free and confidential. 211. Get connected. Get help. That's a message from United Way and the Ad Council. Oh, Lord. Mando Richard has whiskey before breakfast. Did you know that? He does every Sunday morning, starting at 8 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio at tubecityonline.com/radio. It's Mando Richard for great acoustic music and bluegrass. And then at 10 o'clock, stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. It's a great way to wake up Sunday mornings. with a new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Steel City weather.
Well, let's see if the National Weather Service can give us any temperatures except the ones outside our outside window here. Oh, okay, it might be back up again. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high near 50. Cloudy overnight, low of 36. Showers on Sunday, high 49. Showers Sunday night, 33. Chance of rain may be mixed with snow on Monday, partly sunny, high near 40. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 47 in Beaver County, 45 in Butler, 46 in Washington. Outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, 46. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morewood in Oakland, 45 at WRCT. Music from New Dialogue here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Your hair, but you smile away each little care, and if land and stop the sea.
From Plainfield, New Jersey, called The Critters. That was really their only hit that made it into the top 20. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber coming up in just about a half an hour over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies. 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. It's Doug Goffis and Goffis Golden Oldies on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. Congratulations to everyone who marched in the McKeesport Salute to Santa Parade. I was proud to do the video for that. I'll throw a linkety link in my Twitter and Facebook maybe later on today at Jay Thurber Show.
Action Radio.
Piano Smith and the Clowns.
Jay Thurber.
On Radio 9. And today in the news, police in Cincinnati, Ohio used a leash to lasso a pig found running loose through a neighborhood. The Cincinnati Police Department said that officers Grant Perry and Roland Panch were dispatched on Thursday to a report of a loose pig running through the neighborhood in the Bond Hill area. The department tweeted out footage showing Perry distracting the pig with an apple while Panch used a dog leash to lasso the animal. Witnesses told the police that the pig appeared to have been intentionally abandoned by someone who took the animal out of their car and drove away from the scene. Police took the pig, who has been dubbed Oinker, they really burned the midnight oil on that name, to animal care in Cincinnati, where staff told officers they were familiar with the animal. And a Cincinnati police spokesman says, P.S. We've heard all the pig jokes. You're going to have to be a little more creative. I was going to say something about professional courtesy, but I won't. It's Junior Brown. They're coming for me on Radio 9.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. You know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night, just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. Hours are long and my day is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. driving too fast like you shouldn't do. You can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a racetrack. Cause if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm a highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Send that out to the Cincinnati police who had to lasso a pig, and they said they've heard all the jokes. If it's Cincinnati in November, shouldn't they be lassoing live turkeys instead?
Radio Million Dollar Weekend.
Sir Douglas Quintet. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, we're going to check sports and weather in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. More music after these messages.
Hey, how's your day going? Mine's going okay for a traffic cone. That's right, I'm a traffic cone, and it's my job to protect everyone in the work zone. My typical day involves being screamed at.
What's the holdup? Come on, let's go!
Sideswiped. And even run over. But hey, it's better me than the folks in the work zone. So please slow down and drive carefully. If you control your driving in work zones, or excuse me, control your driving, then we can all go home safely at the end of the day.
This message brought to you by PennDOT. Drive safe, PA.
Beep, beep. Thursday, of course, is Thanksgiving. Wherever you are, whoever you are, I hope you have a safe and happy Thanksgiving this time of year. I always like to make sure that people understand the true story of the first Thanksgiving.
November 1621. By now, the white man has arrived in great numbers, not only at Miami, but at Jamestown, at Plymouth, and at Salem, Massachusetts. The Puritans have established a thriving colony, enjoying all the social and cultural refinements of a modern society.
Hiya, Harv. Who are you taking to the witch-burning Saturday night?
Prudence Adams. Who are you taking to the Rotary Club luncheon?
I haven't got a date yet, but I hear it's going to be quite a spread.
Well, Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never looked better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible?
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So we did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. He'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow. The one under the trees.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. Votes.
What a slogan.
Take
an Indian to lunch this week. Show him we're a regular bunch this week. Show him we're as liberal as can be. Let him know he's almost as good as we. Make a feathered friend feel fed this week. Overlook the fact he's red this week. Let him share our Quaker oats, 'cause he's useful when he votes. Take an Indian to lunch.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we tolerate? Indians, Indians, rah, rah, rah. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Let him sit right down and munch this week.
Let's give in and all do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure we don't make a habit of it. Take an Indian to dine this week. Show him we don't draw the line this week. We know everyone can't be as American as we. After all, we came over on the Mayflower. Take an Indian. Not a wooden Indian, but a real live Indian
to lunch. Dawes Butler and Stan Freberg with the original cast. Stan Freberg presents the United States of America, Volume 1 here on Radio 9.
Please, good guy, hit
the music.
Dinner time.
Now what have you got? Now what have you got?
Soul Dinner. Hope you're having a soulful dinner this Thanksgiving. I'm Jay Thurber. Coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Radio 9, 88.3 WRCT and on Tube City Online Radio. It's Doug Goffis and Goffis Gold, and always hope you'll stay tuned for that. If you're listening to us on the internet at Tube City Online, we hope you'll stay tuned at 5 o'clock for the Kirsten and Amber Show, and then at 6 for the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. And then, of course, the oldies continue all night long on Tube City Online Radio at TubeCityOnline.com/radio or WMCK.FM. And if you're listening to us on 88.3 WRCT, well, then we hope you'll stay tuned at 5 o'clock for Chop Shop with Dan Strange and at 6 o'clock for Radio Free Radio with Steve. And if you're listening to us in the car, well, thanks for the ride.
Your front row center at the ball game.
College football action at this hour. The Penn State Nittany Lions leading the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers by a score of 21-0. It's 10 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. That game being played up at Beaver Stadium in Happy Valley. Pittsburgh Panthers are number one in the Coastal Division, and they are in the hunt for that ACC championship. They all will be taking on the Virginia Cavaliers today at Heinz Field. Kickoff is at 3:30. Pitt ranked number 20 right now in the nation. In college basketball action, the Pitt Panther men beat the Towson Tigers by a score of 63-59 yesterday. The Carnegie Mellon women lost today by a score of 69-66 to Westminster College. They are playing in the Nan Nichols Classic Tournament. That's being held at the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio. Duquesne Dukes men lost yesterday to Northeastern University by a score of 71-55. They will be taking on Colorado this afternoon at 5:45 at a tournament in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. Pittsburgh Penguins on the road. They're playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. Game time is at 7 o'clock, and the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Chargers on Sunday at 8:20. And in high school football action for us here in McKeesport, good news, bad news situation. Bad news, McKeesport fell to Aliquippa last night in the semifinals, but Sarah Catholic High School won their semifinal, and they are on their way to Heinz Field next week. Well, I don't know what the weather will be for the football game. I'll tell you what our weather is today for the entire listening area. Mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Cloudy overnight, low 36. Showers on Sunday, high 49. Monday, slight chance of rain mixed with snow. Partly sunny, high near 40. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 39. Wednesday, 49. And partly sunny, they're saying, for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, with a high near 51 degrees. Currently 47 in Beaver County, 45 in Butler, 46 in Washington, 46 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 45 degrees at WRCT with new music from Kings of Leon. about going to wrap up this edition of the Jay Thurber Show. Because according to the old clock on the wall, there's a dead fly. And that's new music from Kings of Leon here on Radio 9. I always say that wrong, by the way. The line is supposed to be, I can see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly. It's not funny the other way. It's not that funny the right way either, but I can see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly. Thank you very much.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. I'm Jay Thurber. I will be Jay Thurber, good Lord willing, next Saturday afternoon. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Stay tuned for Doug Goffis and Goffis Golden Oldies. This is the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Cladder and watch the barefoot gossoons at their play, just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. For the breezes blowing o'er the seas from Ireland are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the upland digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their way, they scorned us just for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, and faith, I'm sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Victor Young and his orchestra with Bing Crosby from the 2021 release of America's Greatest Hits, 1941, and we heard Galloway Bay. Glad to have you along for another edition of Goffis Golden Oldies, featuring adult standards, nostalgia, and oldies from the 50s and 60s, with a splash of cuts from the 40s and 70s, with occasional bonus tracks. I'm Doug Goffis, your producer host for today's journey. Coming up later on, sprinkled throughout the show, 3 episodes of the 92nd Science Program, Climate Connections, and lots of tunes on the way for you later on. Something from Dean Martin, Fred Rogers, Percy Faith and his orchestra, and so many more. But first, this is Perry Como.
Find a wheel and it goes round, round, round as it skims along with a happy sound as it goes along the ground, ground, ground till it leads you to the one you love. Then your love will hold you round, round, round in your heart's a song with a brand new sound and your head go spinning round, 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 'cause you found what you've been dreaming of. In the night you see the oval moon going round and round in tune, and the ball of sun in the day makes a girl and boy wanna say,